Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. I pray that you are well and you are blessed and in perfect health and spirit this morning. This morning I will be reading from 2 Corinthians 4, verses 14 through 16. Assured that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will raise us up also with Jesus and bring us along with you into his presence. For all these things are taking place for your sake, so that the more grace, divine favor, and spiritual blessing extends to more and more people and multiplies through the many, the more thanksgiving may increase and rebound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not become discouraged, utterly spiritless, exhausted, wearied out through fear. Though our outer man is progressively decaying and wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day after day. 2 Corinthians 4, 14 through 16. This morning I want to talk about renewal and renewal of our spirit day by day. How sometimes we just need that one little boost to re-energize us. I think about this watch that I found in my grandmother's jewelry box that she deemed as trash, as broken, as it's cute. It has our family initial in diamonds. The band was really raggedy, torn in pieces, so you couldn't put it on your arm. You could just look at it, and the time didn't work. So I took the watch to a jewelry store and had a new band put on and a battery. Now the watch looks brand new. I think about a trip to the thrift store, and I purchased this antique sewing machine. I mean, it was all beat up. Some of the drawers didn't work. The color was just ugly, covered with dirt. And I took this sewing machine home, and I washed it up. I changed the knob from the door, and I painted it. And now when people see this sewing machine, they're amazed because you can't find it in the store anymore. But it looks like it's brand new. And it's mine, and it's beautiful. And every time I pull out my sewing machine, I get to create something beautiful on top of this table. That is what happens to us every day. We decide to talk to God, have a relationship with him, pray, give thanksgiving, ask for favor, ask for blessing, ask for mercy and grace. That happens to us every moment we show our faith to God. When we put our knees on the ground and our hands touch the sky, that's who we become, renewed every day. So when you think of something that's worn out, that needs a touch-up, just like our hair sometimes, you know, for those who are not teen natural, but those of us who feel may get a relaxer, or for those who go and get a pressing comb or a silk press, when our hair is done, it's renewed, it has life, but we know there's a moment it's not going to last. We got to do it again. That's how we should be in our faith. We may have moments where we're down, where we need a burst of spiritual energy, or we may need something from God. All we have to do is go to him and ask and talk to him and receive it by faith. We don't even need to make an appointment with God. You know, we have to get our hair done. We have to make an appointment. If we want a painter to come to our house and liven up a room or even paint the outside of our house, we have to schedule an appointment. They got to come out and give us an estimate. But we don't have to do that with God. All we have to do is go to the Maker and let him know what we need renewal for. Although our body may be decaying, every day our spirit is growing. Every day our spirit is being renewed. Let him have it. Father God, we come to you this morning. We thank you for waking us up, renewing our bodies, Lord God, to go out and face a new day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for renewing our minds, Lord God, to release the fears of yesterday and have the courage today to go where you call us to go, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for who you are in our lives, Lord God, knowing that you are able to be here for us, Lord God, and give us, Lord God, our heart's desires, Lord God. And even when we don't know where our heart's desires are, Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of prayer, the spirit of discernment, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of asking. We can come to you, Lord God, and lay at your feet, and you can fill us up, Lord God, what we need, Lord God. Lord, I pray that as we go out this weekend, Lord God, that we can go into this weekend renewed, Lord God, not of our former selves, Lord God, but renewed to the spirit that you've placed inside of us, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you would create in us a clean heart, Lord God, and renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. Anything that is not of you, Lord God, take it away, Lord God. We don't want it. We don't want any parts of it, Lord God. Fill us up with you, Lord God. Fill us up with your word. Fill us up, Lord God. Fill us all up, Lord God, with everything that is of you, Lord God, that is of peace, that is of love, that is of redemption, that is of hope. Give it to us now, Lord God. And let others, when they see us, let them see you, Lord God, so that it can be contagious and spill over and touch others like never before. Heal us, Lord God. Heal our land, Lord God. Touch our family. Touch our friends. Touch our loved ones, Lord God. Touch those, Lord God, who right now are trying to give up, who don't have it anymore, who are looking for that one word that can keep them here, Lord God. Give them today, Lord God. Touch them, Lord God, like never before. Awaken up their minds and their hearts and their love, so, Lord God, a peace of life, Lord God. Give them a revival, Lord God, inside of them today, Lord God. Lord God, bless us and use us like never before. Heal our bodies. Heal our hearts. Heal our finances, Lord God. Bring forth, Lord God, your blessings, your favor, your mercy, and your grace. And as we go out, Lord God, protect us, Lord God. Keep us from hurt, harm, and danger. Allow us to return to our homes, Lord God. If we're traveling, give us traveling grace, Lord God, to get to our destination safely and return home, Lord God. And in our traveling, Lord God, use us as a vessel, Lord God, to be your children, to share your grace, to share your favor, to share your word, to share your hope like never before. We love you, Lord God. We give you thanksgiving and praise. We give you worship when we don't have words to say. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a beautiful day, love. God bless you. Be great. Be loved. Be blessed. Have an amazing weekend. I love you.